This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting worldwide. Jack Voorhees is our guest here in studio. We got loaded phone lines. You're going to be back tomorrow, and we will more concisely, without me interrupting, go through all of those. We're going to shoot a PowerPoint either today or tomorrow. By PowerPoint, I mean just a presentation here where we go through it slowly and document all of this, and then go through this big stack of articles. A lot of it is, I also want to go through these other inserts I've got and highlight them. I've got a big magnifying glass we bought, so that I can show people on screen, because the print has gotten even smaller. Before it was about a third the size of the smallest Bible print. If you had perfect eyes, you could read it. It's now, Zach, I want to show you the new printing. Look at this. That's the new flu vaccine. All you can read is the name of the company. No one can read that.
Let me see that. Oh, no, my God.
That's like cartoon print, you know, like where they had, like, you have to have an electron microscope to read it.
Wow. And I've got, like,
that's almost
vision.
Like microchip etching.
Hold on. Right, like a microfilm. You know, you go in to read
microfish, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to calls right now. Gerald Celente is coming up. You're going to be on with us third hour tomorrow, and I appreciate you coming to town. And we're going to shoot this special here. And, you know, and I joke about all this because it's making me sick. It's making me cry. This is really going on. This is a societal, let's hit this thing, go to calls. Clearly they know they're doing it. Clearly it's an agenda. They're intensifying it. How the hell do they think they're going to get away with this?
Well, you know, I think that they've got control of the mainstream media. The mainstream media is going to push what they want them to push. And the thing is that the UN's been really clear that they want to reduce the population. They think that there's too many useless leaders on the planet. And this vaccination drive is one of the ways that they're going to lower the population.
And if you're dumb enough to do it, then they think you deserve it.
Right. And the only out that they give you is the vaccine thing. They always have to give you a choice. They always have to inform you of what they're going to do. That's how the black magic works. And so what you see is you see a horrible end user license agreement, pretty much a vaccine insert. It's like longer than the iTunes end user license agreement. And they're giving you this saying, hey, this is what is going to happen. So if you take it, then you had full consent. But now that people are waking up, they're trying to hide it, which means that they are violating their own rules.
Well said. We'll put that at the very front of this interview when we put it out. Of course, it's live right now. Let's go to Nicole in New Jersey. Nicole, we're going to move quick. Thank you for calling. You're awesome on this Monday edition. And tell us what happened to you.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Zach. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you
for putting this information out there. This is really close to home for me because I am a year and a week younger than you, Alex, so that'll give you a time frame. I grew up having allergic reactions to different vaccines and things. They weren't closing my throat, but they were hitting my GI tract, making me tired, giving me all the bad effects. So I grew up kind of battling here in New Jersey, excuse me, the legal system with it. They want to cover allergies. Everything you guys are saying is totally on point. They don't want to make people aware of how sick they really can make you. And when I hit about 35, my entire immune system went and shot down. So I got to the point where I was allergic to almost all foods, except for about 10, pretty much all leafy greens. And I stopped taking flu shots when I was about 24. So it was crazy. My son was the other reason I was calling. When he was just turning 13, it was right around the time of the swine flu vaccine, and his thyroid went off the chart, and I almost lost him. He was on Concerta, and his heart rate shot up, and his blood pressure dropped. So he was on cardiac medicine for a month.
Jeez.
And then thyroid medicine for about 2 years.
Nicole, so, you listen, I don't, why have it hurt you so bad? I'm not judging you. I guess they pressured you, but when we come back, I want to ask you, Why did he take the vaccine if you'd already had these responses yourself? We'll come right back and talk about it, because I know they act like it's the law. It's not. Another great part of this giant deception. Stay with us. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60-plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, New York, California, and other states, New Jersey, I know, is moving in that direction, is trying to make vaccines compulsory right now. Talk about dangerous. Nicole, finishing up real quick, you're saying you had bad vaccine responses. How'd they pressure your son into doing it? You were talking about him getting a problem.
He ended up having a problem. I got divorced when he was just shy of 5 years old. And
divorce. So exactly. So the other former spouse is the one.
Yep. So he agreed. We didn't agree. And at the time when I was getting divorced, I didn't know I had to put that into my parenting agreement, or I would have.
Oh, that's very important when you're getting ready to get hitched with people, man. Yep. I'm telling you.
Yep. It was crazy. So this was only, you know, if I did sign off on it and I didn't do it, then, and I didn't have a court order, they would have to list me as a negligent mother.
God bless you, Nicole. And I take calls all day. We're doing a lot tomorrow. Zach's back. We'll do nothing but calls tomorrow. And we're doing the PowerPoint after that. It's going to be powerful. What do you want to shoot us today or tomorrow?
We'll try tonight or tomorrow.
Okay,
we'll
good. All right. And then let's go ahead and take another call here. Michaela in Nebraska wants to talk about a personal story in Gardasil, which that and the hepatitis shot are the most deadly in my experience from research. Michaela, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Love your show. Love your crew. I mean, you guys are just amazing. You've woken me up, my husband up. It's just been awesome.
You're awesome.
But so I'm 23 years old right now, and when I was 12, I got the Gardasil shot. And shortly after, I developed severe asthma, and I started fainting just randomly, just constantly fainting. And every time I fainted, I was hitting my head, getting concussions, and
That's narcolepsy. It says on the insert can give you narcolepsy. I mean, which again, imagine the newborn babies, they're giving them vaccines, and their little hearts stop. I have the nurses on. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. Well, it took them until I was 18 years old. They decided that I had epilepsy, actually, instead of narcolepsy. They refused to test me for narcolepsy. And I asked them to do that. But so then when I was.
And have you ever had any problems until you took the Gardasil shot?
No, none. I didn't.
How fast did they hit you?
I would say within a month at the most, because
the lucky people get the first round and get sick, but don't go through the second and third. Some people get sick right up front, but complete the three.
Yeah, but I completed the three, and that's when I got sick, was after the three.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so I got super sick, and but, you know, God is real, and God healed me of it. I have no asthma anymore. I don't faint anymore. I have, I actually had a traumatic brain injury from falling on my head.
Wow.
So, I mean, God is so real, and he can fix anything, and don't get vaccinated. I mean, it's real, so.
So what, your mother or your father watched the news, thought they were doing the right things for a little cupcake, took you in and got you the Gardasil, huh?
Yeah, well, my mom, she remembers distinctly they had those commercials that were, you know, fear-mongering pretty much, saying if you don't get your child vaccinated with HPV, that they're going to get cancer.
So this was 15 years ago. So how old are you right now? Are you like 27?
I'm 23.
Wow.
Yeah. And we just, my husband and I, we just had our first child, and we did not get him vaccinated with nothing. And it was hard. I mean, everybody's been so rude to us about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you really got to stand your ground, because they will, they'll try and force it on you.
But here's a little secret. Those nurses are all, when they're supposed to take the shots every year, the hepatitis, the flu shot, they're all squirting them in the trash cans. Nobody takes them. I mean, I even worked for a medical thing when I was in college for a year. I'll leave it at that. And then they said, no, none of us take this hepatitis shot. You put it in the trash.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't take it. Trash can.
Good for you.
And the nurse, he was a guy, made a joke. He goes, yeah, none of us take this effing crap. I want to live. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Because they live around it, man. You take that stuff every year, you're dead. I work for a large animal vet. He said, yeah, the government mandates it, but nobody really gives it. I'm not going to get into it all. The point is that everybody knows. Those big beef production facilities, they want their cows to be around. They don't follow what they're supposed to. Anyways, go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, I also just wanted to say thank you for your X2, the iodine. It changed my life, just helped me, give me energy, and I feel amazing with it. And I know I can tell it's helping my son that I breastfeed. You know, he is so smart. He's only 3.5 months old, and just life is just so good now. And I'm just so thankful for you and your products and all the knowledge you give us. And it's just God bless you and your team and everybody there.
Well, Michaela, we're all in this together, and that's an understatement. Literally, they're trying to silence us particularly, but they want everyone silenced so that as we go from 1 in 35,000 with autism to 1 in 55 right now, it's going to be like 1 in 10, they're saying, within about 15 years. They don't want anyone saying, hey, it's this. They're doing it to us. They want to just slowly brain damage us till we don't know what hit us.
But you're not a doctor. You're not a doctor, Alex. Stop drawing all these conclusions.
It'd be like if somebody ran you over with a car. And you go, cause of death, they were vehicular homicide. They go, you're not a doctor. You see the car run them over and bled their guts everywhere. God bless you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Michaela, warn everybody you can, not just this show. Warn everybody. My children all the time, they don't do it anymore. They go, Dad, please don't. At grocery stores, at the mall, I'll see a pregnant woman with her husband. I walk right over and I say, listen, I'm Alex Jones, and I want you to read those inserts, not the fact sheets. I care about you. And most of the time they go, oh, I've heard of you. Yeah, we're already having a debate about that. My mom says I should take it. But most of the time they already know the good news. You know, I was talking about, you know, like half of Austin doesn't vaccinate.
Really?
They all act like it's dirty if you don't do it. Yeah.
Wow. By the way, Alex is always like this. This isn't an act. I've seen Alex, like, off camera. He's exactly like he is right now.
I'm actually worse.
You're actually worse. He's toning it down right now on camera.
Well, you know, when you know there's a scientific dictatorship trying to kill everybody, you kind of get pissed as an alpha male. You know, I mean, you know, I really, the response to this is to go after these people physically, but I don't want to do that yet because I'll turn it against us. I want to just have them stop it. I have no desire, you know, to slit these people's throats.
I mean, if you don't tell them, you feel like you're not doing the right thing. Right. Like you see someone and you're like, I got to give them this information. And then it's up to them whether they want to accept it or whether they don't.
Absolutely. And I see you see most kids, you can tell when the parents are really medical. They're so dull eyed and the kid's like 3 years old bumping into things.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, you see the vaccine look.
Yeah.
And or you see the poor mom trying to control her kids. And like, you know, two of the boys are autistic and they're like screaming and yelling in the hallway, you know, at the mall. And you want to, and I'll walk over and say, hey, I see you're pregnant again. And they'll usually say, I know, 18 months, gave them the third round of shots. They're both autistic. Believe me, I've learned with two, buddy. I got a lawsuit in right now. I mean, I've had the moms like, they already know.
Yeah.
They're like, they're not getting my third kid.
Yeah. They know.
I mean, this is America, folks.
I almost feel like they're trying to get rid of the firstborns. Like it's some sort of ancient thing that they're bringing back. Where they're like, you know, it's like the firstborn is going to get the bulk of the vaccines. And then the parents like wise up. And then their second and third child are going to get, you know, spared perhaps. But the first one's going to get the brunt because they're just trying to do what's best for the kid. They trust their doctor. The doctor's supposed to say X or he doesn't get paid. And so they follow the advice. And then their first kid gets hit with these problems, you know, and it's
and that, what you said is really deep, because if you study all this, they've proven kind of like the monarch butterfly has three rounds to get to Canada, and then they create the super one that comes back. It's all, you fly all the way back down to Mexico, and then they've studied, especially in humans, but a lot of higher order mammals, something happens with the firstborn, more genetic memory somehow with the zygote forms is passed But the, I guess with the genetics works, they don't want too many people. However, it's set up to have all the genetic memory because I guess that creates too many leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So the firstborn supposedly, you know, statistically a leader, and they want to knock. That's why every ancient culture, when it enslaved a group, would demand the firstborn be killed, male. Because they don't want those around.
Yeah, and
that's a memory, a genetic memory that's passed on.
I saw this one study saying that the firstborn children are statistically smarter than the rest of the children.
That's why every astronaut was firstborn. Almost.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, all the quarterbacks are firstborn. All the top ones, it's fact.
Yeah.
Not putting down secondborn. And, of course, you're going to see secondborn others surpass firstborn. Because, like you just said, statistically, people aren't giving their next kids as many shots because they find out, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but, oh, my God, it's so evil. And look at all these callers. We've got Zach, we've got Taylor, we've got Jamie, we've got Johnny, we've got Chris, we've got Doug. And I promise you this, he's back tomorrow, third hour. If you're here tomorrow, we're getting your name and number. We're going to call you, and we're going to put you on. But everybody holding, get their name and numbers. It's a free T-shirt. Give us your name and address, free T-shirt. Give us the size. We'll send you a random T-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. And please don't forget, the 12 days of Christmas is here. If you're shopping with us, store-wide free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. We want to continue to hear hardcore info like this coming out. Gerald Celente is ready, and he takes over now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting it on.
Hello, hello. Great to be back on The Alex Jones Show every Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And, yes, it's Christmas time, and do what you can to support InfoWars. And it's Christmas time. It's the birth of the Prince of Peace. So how about let's all push for peace, because that's my kind of man. Yeah, the Prince of Peace. And as I'm looking at the trends going on around the world, and in just a couple of weeks, this will be my 40th year of trend forecasting. That's when I began the Trends Research Institute. Actually, it was first named the Socioeconomic Research Institute of America. The reason being is back then in 1980, when I told people I forecast trends, they would say, music trends, fashion trends. That was it. That was as far as people could think. So I had to use the Socioeconomic Research Institute. We didn't change it to the Doing Business As Trends Research Institute until the 90s. And then people started realizing that you can start looking ahead and see what's going on. So when I talk about the Prince of Peace and what's going on, let's take a trip around the world. Start in Hong Kong. Another violent weekend. How about over there in France? Oh, a strike going on. Most of the metros are closed down. It's going on now for the 12th day. People aren't backing down. They want to change the pension laws. But it also began to build last year around November when the yellow vests took to the streets because they were raising petrol taxes. Raising petrol taxes. Hey, isn't that what just happened over there in Iran when they raised the price of oil? Oh, the people took to the streets there too, didn't they? How about down there in Ecuador? Oh, yeah. People took to the streets when they raised the price of petrol down there too, just a couple of months ago. Forced the government to backtrack. What's going on in Chile? Oh, people protesting, violence going on between looting and the police killing and torturing and raping, according to different kinds of peace groups and UN groups. What's that about? Same thing, basically. The 1% having everything, the government's in business to help the elites, while everybody else has nothing. And you know what I say, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And then we could go to Bolivia, and we could go to Colombia, and we could go to Peru. How about Venezuela? Oh, yeah. Wonderful what's going on over there. Inflation's into numbers that are unimaginable. Argentina, same thing, where they have a 57% inflation rate. Go around the world. Lebanon took to the streets again this weekend. Same thing. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. Zimbabwe, Cameroon, South Africa, Guinea. Name the countries. War. Demonstrations. Riots. Strikes. Over misery. Corruption. Poverty. Violence. It's Christmas time. Time to celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace. And I, Gerald Celente, am a warrior for the Prince of Peace. Will you fight for war? I should say, will you die for war, or will you fight for peace? Will you have your children go die for war, or will you fight for peace? I say this because, as a trend forecaster, and again, you don't always get it right all the time, only human, but I'll put my track record up against anybody's. Bring out your books, Trend Tracking, Trends 2000, the Trends Journal. Show me your documented trend forecasts, and then we can have a discussion. You said the markets are going to go down. Yeah, I didn't know about zero and negative interest rate policy, quantitative easing, and now pumping in almost $4 trillion into the repo markets to keep the markets boosted. So yeah, you get it wrong. But I can see what's coming. And what I see coming is World War III. Doesn't happen in... assassinated the Archduke Floyd, man. And that's what began World War I. It says in my novel book. Yeah, right. Oh, they bombed Pearl Harbor. Yeah, I got it. Things led up to it. And by the way, anybody, even with our moronic education system in the United States, and I say moronic, and I just don't throw that word out there loosely, because when you look at the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development study that just came out last week, all the money we spend on education, spend more of it just than any other country, we don't even win places show compared to other countries. But going back, everyone knows that read a little bit of history that if you read about the agreement, the Treaty of Versailles after World War I, it was very clear that World War II would follow, considering what the Allied forces of the day did to the Germans. They set the stage for it. They set the stage for Hitler. We are on the cusp of the beginning of World War III. You just saw the announcement that came out, or maybe the United States since May has put 14,000 more troops into the Middle East, particularly Saudi Arabia, ratcheting up the war against Iran. Just last week, they put more sanctions on Iran. These sanctions are economic warfare. I'm mentioning this because it's Christmas time, the celebration of the Prince of Peace. So please do what you can to support InfoWars and, of course, my movement to Occupy Peace. OccupyPeace.com. Bring home the troops, secure the homeland, close the bases overseas, force Congress to vote to go to war, which they have not done in violation of the Constitution since World War II, and put referendums on each state ballot where we, the people, will tell them how to vote, because we're the ones that pay for it, the war, with our money and our lives. It's Christmas time. If we don't have peace on earth, it's going to be an ugly trip into the future. Again, the facts are there. I just named some of the countries. And it's going to get worse as the global economy slows down more. We'll be back in just a few.
It's too late to order Christmas presents in most areas of the United States for your friends and your family. But it's not too late to do it for yourself and to keep the InfoWar on the air and stronger than ever. Everybody who watches the show can see that I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm more focused. I'm the best I've ever been. And you know why that is? I said 4 months ago, I'm going to religiously take all the products because I've never taken all of them. And then I always forget to take them. And I see my stamina, my energy, everything plunge. When I do take the products, the X2, the X3, the bodies, and all the other great products, like the bone broth, you name it, my life is so much better. The probiotics, the Myco ZX, it's incredible. These things have changed my life. They've changed so many others, but it's a total 360 win because it funds the InfoWar, so you can't lose unless you don't take action. Step to the plate, give yourself the gift of health, InfoWarsLife.com. Take action.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Salente.
Hello, hello. Great to be on the Alex this Jones Show. Every Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. I was mentioning before about Christmas time. For me, the celebration of the birth of the Prince of Peace. As everybody else would celebrate Christmas. I know. Black Friday. What are retail sales? Oh, by the way, the retail sales numbers that came in for November, they weren't that good. No. And remember, we lost six shopping days this year because Thanksgiving came late in the month. Tepid number retail sales could signal ho-hum holiday. You know, the volatile categories, blah, 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 sales rose 0.2%, seasonally adjusted. seasonally adjusted. You take a look over there, a place called China. You want to see some retail sales. Yeah, they were up about 8%. They got a slowdown over there. Ours are up 0.2%. We call this economic growth, and they got a slowdown? Of course China's going to slow down. The place has boomed since Clinton let them into the World Trade Organization back in 2000. Actually, they officially came in 2 weeks after 9/11. 2001. You know, people forget that there were big demonstrations. Battle of Seattle. That's right. Back in the late 90s. Against China coming into the World Trade Organization. This is Seattle. Liberal Seattle at the time. But of course, what they did is they had a couple of agents provocateurs. Hundreds of thousands of people protesting. Smashing windows like in Starbucks and setting a car on fire, something like that. And that's all they focused on. And that quashed the rebellion. So China has gone from 5% of its people being middle class back then to now over 35%. China has 100 million more middle-class people, which they consider middle-class by their standards, than America has entirely as a nation. They got like 450 million people that are middle-class. What do we got, 325 million people in the entire country here? You watch what's going on in China. They're saying that the 21st century is going to be the Asian decade, and China is going to be the leader. And you know what I say, the business of America is war. The business of China is business. With their Belt and Road Initiative, doing all these deals with all these countries. You know, yeah, they got to pay for what they're doing, these building these bridges and these roads and this fast rail. Oh, they're going to go in debt. Oh, yeah, they're going to go in debt. Like, how about all the countries that go in debt with the international mafia, monetary fund? And they don't get anything. People get it. People get shafted. I'm going to raise your taxes. Raise your retirement age till after you die. Take away your pensions and your benefits. The next segment, when I come back, I'm going to talk about some of the top trends shaping 2020. We put our list out last week. I was on with Alex Jones for a while talking about them. Didn't get through all of them. But I want to stay on the war front right now. Because last week, the U.S. approved a record military spending bill. $738 billion. As our country is rotting, we got homeless people all over the place, can't secure the borders, but they can keep that military-industrial complex going and killing. Only 41 Democrats voted against it. There are no liberals in this country anymore, is what they used to call themselves. These warmongers. Yep. There was a report that came out last week that's out of the news that my friends, who are pretty in tune with things to some extent, never heard of. It was a front page story in the New York Times, the paper of record, or as I fondly call it, the toilet paper of record. Public was duped on Afghan war. Claims of progress hid bleak assessments. In other words, they lied to us, as they continue to lie, General this and that. They're lying murderers, you got it? The facts are here. Washington Post story, some 2,000 pages. Coming from generals and troops
I will read you one of them. Even as the Taliban returned in greater numbers, and troops on the ground voiced concerns about the American strategy growing shortcomings, senior American officials almost always said that progress was being made. Senior American official liars. Senior American official scum. Senior American pathological liars. Senior American murderers. Capisce? Oh, don't get upset, Salenti. Calm down. Learn how to be a pathological liar. And boy, do I know pathological liars. I know one firsthand. Yep. Talk about that some other time. A piece of slime. Pathological liars are great at what they do. They become politicians as well. You know, they promised us they were going to do this, but when they got elected, they didn't carry through because they're pathological liars. Anyway, the document outlined by the Post showed otherwise. Quote, "We were devoid of fundamental understanding of Afghanistan. We didn't know what we were doing." Now, who would say something like that? They didn't know what they were doing. Admitted. Douglas Lute, a 3-star army general. This is a guy at the top saying they didn't know what they were doing, while the official scum in Washington, under the Bush, under the Obama, and under the Trump administrations keep lying to us. What are we trying to do here? He told the government interviewers. We didn't have the foggiest notion of what we were undertaking. The 2,000 pages of interviews were obtained through the Freedom of Information Act request and years of legal back and forth with the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan. They wouldn't give it to him. 3 years. Oh, we're Americans. We have freedom. Yeah, freedom of what? Like the central banksters. They hold back their reports after 5 years. This is murder in the first degree. We don't have a clue what's going on over there. But you know my forecast. Before the elections end next year, we'll be out of Afghanistan. We'll also have a peace treaty. Because Trump is going to play the Trump card. It's the art of the deal. We'll be back in a few.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great to be on the Alex Jones Show. And it's the 12th day before Christmas. And they have the all-new 12-day Christmas sale. Or day 8 at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, double Patriot points. For the next 12 days, InfoWars is bringing you a new special that stays until the end of the sale every day, plus free shipping and double Patriot points and extra stickers. Today's featured special is 60% off TurboForce. With a long list of powerful time-tested ingredients, TurboForce will soon be your number one go-to sauce for quick, accessible energy. See why your fellow InfoWarriors are stocking up today. And have a number of other additional 12-day specials. So do what you can to support InfoWars and keep the truth alive. And again, as a warrior for the Prince of Peace, I ask you to please consider giving a gift of peace by going to Occupy Peace, OccupyPeace.com. Bring on the troops. Close the borders overseas. What are we doing in Italy, in Germany, Japan? All over, what, 800 bases in over 80 countries? What kind of garbage is this to feed the military-industrial complex? Bring them home. Have them rebuild our third world infrastructure. Give them skills.
They say when they come back, they feel like they have something. Because we see the suicide rates of the veterans. It's over 20 a day. You know, when they had the wars going, like the Vietnam War, you get one tour of duty. Now they bring them back multiple times. And I just read to you what a crisis the Afghan war is and what it's doing to destroy people. Matter of fact, a soldier that was in Afghan war in Australia, they just found a young man, he's dead now. He was speaking out against the atrocities that were being committed by the soldiers there. It's just reported that he tragically died. We have to stop this. We will not elevate to a higher society in a state of war. So again, do what you can to support InfoWars and Occupy Peace. And as I said in the final segment here, I want to talk about some of the top trends for 2020. You know, the home builders came out today. They're very excited. They're looking for home sales to boost and new people buying new homes in 2020. Well, it'll be okay for a while because they're going to lower interest rates, is my forecast, to zero to negative by this time next year to boost up the slowing economy. I just read to you what retail sales are doing. They're not doing good. Ho-hum is the words that they use in the Wall Street Journal. The sales are slow. The economy's not that strong. When you look at the jobs that are created, where are they coming from? The hospitality sector. They don't make a lot of money doing that or in healthcare. So, to boost the economy, they're going to lower interest rates. So we're saying real estate is peaked. Could go up a little more, but it's peaked. As for the equity markets, as long as the Federal Reserve is pushing in more cheap dough to let the gamblers who are addicted, and by the way, if you know a lot of these Wall Street cats, man, yeah, it's one of their trips, man. And other stuff. These cats get high. They're addicts. They're gambling addicts, plus others. They got to keep their habit going. Not all of them, of course. But there is a crew of them. So, the markets, my forecast is they're near the peak. As well as real estate. One of the other trends that we're looking at, we call it high-tech heroin. They're coming out with this 5G technology. There are going to be cell towers on telephone poles, on lampposts, on rooftops, all around your neighborhood and throughout your city. We've done extensive research. We haven't done extensive research. I say we have analyzed extensive research, the people in the Trends Journal that are specialists in that field, the science field. And there is ample evidence of the deadliness of radio frequency radiation, 5G, as well as what people call smartphones, I call stupid phones. I don't carry one, won't carry one. Did work for the Cellular Telecommunications Industry Association going back to the 90s, the early 90s, when they had these boxes in the back of trunks, in the trunk of your car, with an aerial shooting out. So I've been following it since then, and I know the studies that have come out showing the dangers of this. High-tech heroin. You're seeing sperm counts fall. You're seeing cancer rates go up. The facts are there. Well, it causes cancer in rats. Doesn't mean it's going to cause cancer in peoples. They were saying back several years ago not to let children use these things because their brain shield is thinner. As you grow older, it gets thicker. So now the radio frequency radiations go in deeper with children. So high-tech heroin is another one of our top trends for 2020, along with the roaring 2020s. People want to have a good time. This is Dullsville, man. Everybody's so uptight. Don't get loose. Be tight. Oh, by the way, politically correct is an oxymoron. And you have to be a moron to believe politically correct. Because when you look up the definition of politician, it's someone who's manipulative and devious, typically to gain advancement within an organization. So there can't be anything correct about politically correct. So this is the time to boogie, to let loose. The entrepreneurs that see this and start creating sound style, features, atmospheres that make people feel good, feel loose, and feel respectful to one another, that is going to be the roaring 2020s. As well as elegance. Because in 2021, this thing's going down. Look, I know billionaires. I know a lot of rich people. Not a lot, but I run into them from time to time. And they know it too. They know the game's going to be over. So before the game is over, you want to raise yourself to the highest levels you can be. Spiritually, emotionally, physically, in style, grace, and elegance. Bring it to the higher level. Go back to the 1930s, the Great Depression. Swing time. Hottest music America ever knew. I have a photograph of my parents, may their souls rest in peace. Immigrant class of people. Italiano. Dressed to the nines in their wedding picture, 1934. Gowns like you don't see today. They worked in factories. They were laborers. Worked in fish stores, grocery stores. They brought themselves up to a high level. It doesn't mean you have to buy expensive. You could buy now anywhere in a lot of places, particularly in the whole online world of use this and that. You could look the best you can be. So I'm saying to people, this thing's going down. So get high before it goes down, in elegance, style, grace, class, and dignity. And independence. All of these movements I talked about that are going on around the world. No leader. No leader in France. No leader in Lebanon. No leader in Chile. No leader in Ecuador. No leader in Colombia. No leader in Bolivia. No leader in Zimbabwe. No leader in Guinea. No leader in Cameroon. You're the leader. We the people are the leaders. This is a big trend. I've been at this for 40 years, never seen anything like it in my life. So this is a time of independence. Truth, beauty, love, and joy. Occupy peace. Support Alex Jones. And Bon Natale. Merry Christmas. See you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.